Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Thanks for listening. We got another 25 minutes of sterling radio.
Sterling. Huh? That ups the pressure a little bit.
Sterling.
What's you have to be sterling.
Like silver.
I know.
Silver sterling.
No, it's I'm going to have to up my game.
That's what I'm talking about. I like your attitude, Ed.
Yes, sir.
Because you want to get better every
I do.
Day.
I
want to be progressive.
I want to be sterling. I've been more on the copper level up to now. I'm going to try to go to sterling.
We're going to have to take back this word progressive. I don't like the way.
I like what Abe does.
The liberals,
he says regressive.
They're regressive. We're progressive.
Yeah.
You don't like it either?
I don't. It's been tainted.
Okay.
It's like, I'm sorry. I don't mean, it's like the word gay. That used to be, you know, don your gay apparel.
Yeah.
I'm not donning any gay apparel anymore.
I don't blame you.
Because the word means something different.
You know what I'm saying?
It means something different. So
the world's changed, Ed.
Yeah, so I can't use progressive either.
So no gay, no progressive.
Yeah.
What else? What other words have we lost?
That
you don't even want to take back.
You know, I don't know. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but...
Mm-hmm.
I was hearing somebody on the radio yesterday talk about, it would have, they did this because of the Klan.
Yep.
And he said, wait a minute, the Klan is in group, as in tribe, not as in Ku Klux Klan.
Oh.
Steve, that's Steve Paisley Jordan.
Yeah, hey,
good morning,
everybody.
Steve. How you doing, brother?
That is a good word.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, a good example of that.
Yeah. Brad Jackson with us here, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're all a Klan here. Is that appropriate?
Ooh, no, we can't. We can't do that either.
We can't.
No, we can't
why?
Use that word
because why?
There's folks out there who already think we're part of the Klan. We can't.
Yeah, but that's a Southern Poverty Law Center. Anyway, probably need to move on right here.
Yeah.
And by the way, there's nothing funny about the Ku Klux Klan.
No,
seriously,
no.
Folks.
No,
that was an abhorrent and demonic organization.
Yeah.
So, but we are having a little fun at the use of language.
Yes, we are.
How it can backfire.
Like the word mafia.
Like
the word mafia.
We'll use that in a sentence where it's not referring to.
Right.
Tagliato.
Oh, man.
That's gratuitous.
Yes.
I would say.
It's like gratuitous violence.
I would just say that was a gratuitous stereotype of the Italian heritage.
That's like gratuitous violence in a Godfather movie.
I had to pay mafia at the county fair.
What?
Is that from the Godfather?
What is that?
No.
It's using mafia without referring to an Italian gang.
Oh, no, you can't do it.
I
thought you were trying to.
That was the mafia scene from Gone with the Wind.
I'd hate for something bad to happen to your little business.
Was that Cool Hand Luke? What was that? Huh?
That might have been.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Yeah.
You're going to be sleeping with the catfish.
You're going to be sleeping with the catfish.
That's a good line, Fred.
That is, Fred.
You're going to be sleeping with the catfish.
And the gators.
The Southern Mafia.
Sleeping with the gators. Oh. Well, folks.
I got a good one. We need to reel this show back in. See what I'm saying? You see what I did there?
I saw
that's
it.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, Steve, what's your first story there?
Well, the roiling continues in the Democrat Party. They just can't seem to figure out where they're going, what their identity is, and more fallout from that. We have just learned that Senator Dick Durbin from Illinois, who's the number two man in the Senate, is not going to run for re-election.
Number two man for the Democrats.
For the Democrats, yeah, right, yeah. Sorry. And he's not going to run for re-election. Add to that, there was a poll that they just put out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is leading Chuck Schumer by double digits, in a new head-to-head poll of the 2028 New York primary if AOC runs for Senate.
Wow. Really?
Yes.
What poll is that?
It's a
Siena College? No.
Survey by the liberal firm Data for Progress.
Okay. Never heard of
First
it.
First year of the Politico. 55% of Democrats' likely voters say they supported and lean toward AOC, 36% towards Chuck Schumer. So the old guard is kind of moving out. All the new guard is like AOC and company, the really, really radicals. Didn't we just go through 4 years of this and got sick and tired of it? And so we kicked
them out.
4 years
of what?
Of woke, of AOC type.
Yeah, but they are doubling down, as we see.
I know, but
with the El Salvador situation and Democrats flying down there to give an MS-13 gang leader a pedicure.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm not sure what's in Dick Durbin's head. He is 80 years old, so it could very well be that he's just exhausted.
Well, that's just the second quarter in Congress.
Okay, so now he's been in office since 96.
44 years.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So this could be a sign that the establishment Democrats see the handwriting on the wall, that the party is being taken over by the woke crowd, and they don't want to be humiliated by losing an election. Like if Dick Durbin got primaried, maybe he figures he could be booted out and that'd be more humiliating. So if that is the case, I would look for Chuck Schumer maybe to follow suit here.
Old timers, Democrats like Doug Schoen, longtime advisor, Democratic Party. We have a cut of him talking about this AOC Schumer poll this morning. Cut 12.
My party has moved so far to the left, both in reaction to Donald Trump's first term and now the second term, that there's anger. There's a desire also for a new generation of leadership, which AOC reflects. And Chuck Schumer has been in politics, I think, since about 1978 or 80. That's many, many years, 40-odd years. And I think there's a desire for a change. He is a master politician. I don't count him out. But AOC could be a presidential candidate in 2026 or could run against Senator Schumer. She's formidable in either role.
Wow.
That's Doug Schoen. He's been around a long time. He goes back to Clinton years.
Yeah.
Dick Durbin is getting out of politics for the same reason that Nick Saban got out of college football. The game around him had changed so much, he just didn't want to deal with it anymore.
Didn't want to deal with it. That's interesting. That Schoen quote that we just played, he is admitting that his party has moved so far to the left. And we did say, I think we said it on this show, that Donald Trump is almost like the catalyst for all of this.
Yeah.
When he was first elected in 2016 and now reelected in 2024, it's making the Democratic Party show itself in all its debauchery in terms of its policies. So he's admitting that the party has moved so far to the left, but is admitting that someone like AOC is formidable to the establishment Democrats. That is also quite an admission.
And what he is admitting also, it's moved far, far to the left, and it ain't coming back.
Right. That's true.
That's what he's saying. It's not coming back.
Well, if you see Schumer either say he's not going to run for reelection or get beat, and you have Dick Durbin, the number two, and these aren't the only ones from the establishment that are stepping back from the game, that is an indication that the foot soldiers of the Democratic Party are in the process of taking the party.
Mm-hmm.
And listen, a lot of the people who would support that are young people. This is where you get these poll results, 55% or whatever, who are okay with violence against Trump supporters. Or who applaud the young guy who shot the pharmaceutical CEO, the healthcare CEO. This is getting a little bit on the scary side if you're a middle of the road, longtime regular Democratic liberal.
Well, and my question is, is that wing of the Democrat Party going to be able to convince more than half the country that they need a shot at governing? Back to DEI pilots, back to all of these, you know, woke things that we just got rid of after Biden, plus all the Democrat economic disasters, giveaways. I mean, this country is not able financially to survive another Democrat administration. They just all.
I would say my opinion is at this point, no, they are not going to convince a majority of Americans. I saw a video posted on X. It was some young lady, I don't know, she looked about, she was 30 years old or whatever, and she was complaining about what Doge was doing, and she said, it's the taxpayer's responsibility to take care of me. She was talking about her food and housing. She said it's the taxpayer's responsibility to give everyone a house.
Yeah.
And I thought, if this is the way a lot of these young people think, maybe AOC, the AOC crowd is going to be able to convince half the country. I don't know.
Then they have to change it or else they become irrelevant. And, well, how does Gavin Newsom and his pretending to be going to the center fit into this, too? Because he's trying to carve out a lane.
Yeah.
I don't believe it for a second, but at least he's making the right noises about coming to the center and having a more moderate Democrat Party.
All right, let's move on. Next story.
Okay. Christine Ohm was having dinner in Washington, D.C. She was having, actually, with her family. She was at the Capitol Burger joint in Mount Vernon Square with her grandkids. And a man wearing an N95 mask walked up and stole her purse, according to NBC Washington, from under the table. Had $3,000 of cash in, credit cards, her DHS identification passport in the bag. Here's the kicker. Her Secret Service detail was in the restaurant less than 20 feet away. Now, they've released a picture of this guy, but they're not releasing to the public yet. They're asking for help finding him.
My guess is that her purse, her information, her something in that purse has a tracker in it. That would be my expectation, that if you're someone in the Trump administration, if you're a woman in the Trump administration, you're the secretary of whatever department you're the secretary of, you got a purse, you have an air tag or something in it.
What's a Secret Service agent doing?
Yeah.
Because she had Secret Service protection. This is the Secretary of
Homeland Security.
Homeland Security. You can't make this stuff up. It's like an SNL skit.
It sounds like they were chowing down, thinking we're in an enclosed space. We've got
Secret Service protection.
We got Secret Service here, and they weren't paying attention. This is the kind of unexpected thing the Secret Service is supposed
also,
to be looking
you're having,
for.
You know, you're having dinner at a restaurant. And you got $3,000?
Yeah.
In your purse? That purse ain't coming off me.
Yes.
That purse is in my lap.
Yeah.
Huh?
First of all, I'm disturbed that you would have a purse, but I get the idea.
Ed, times have changed. Okay. If you're not, men carry, what do you call them?
What do they call them?
Man purse.
Man purse.
Man bag. Yeah,
man bags.
They carry those things in Europe. Have you not
Only
seen
if
these
you're
people?
French.
That's what I'm saying.
You're a French guy.
I'm just, listen.
This is hard to figure, isn't it? How does this happen?
There was a separate incident a couple weeks earlier where in the same area another purse was stolen. I read that. I don't know exactly what it has to
there
do
There you
with,
go. Should have had but, a briefing on that.
Yeah.
Be prepared. There's a purse thief in this nearby area.
I just suggest.
Anyway, it sounds unbelievable that the Secretary of Homeland Security for the United States of America, with Secret Service protection and $3,000 in her purse, cash.
And family sitting around.
Yeah.
How does that even happen?
Yeah. If this was in Moscow and this was a high-ranking official in Putin's government,
right,
who had Secret Service around him, that guy would be dead.
Yeah.
That guy who, if he went for a purse, from that high ranking.
Oh, yeah.
That guy would be dead.
Yeah. So did they catch this person yet?
No.
No.
Not yet. Well, listen, this has not been a good year for the Secret Service or the last
six months,
whatever you want to say. Right. We had a presidential candidate, all those kind of things with Trump, the assassination attempts. But for Kristi Noem to have a purse stolen, I mean, I'm wondering, these Secret Service agents must have been on their phones. They must have been, you know, eating.
Somebody wasn't watching.
We're not watching that table.
Chris Woodward had the thought that maybe the path between the Secret Service and the table was too steep.
Too steep. Of the roof.
Too sloped. They couldn't quite make it.
It's not been a good year for the Secret Service.
It has not.
Next story.
The birth rate in the United States is 1.66 births per woman.
Per couple?
2022. Well, per woman.
Okay.
What else could it be?
Single moms?
Well, yeah, okay. I wouldn't try to start anything. They usually go per couple because you could be a single mom, but you had to have a guy. I wasn't trying to start anything.
The relevant number, the relevant data point is 1.66 births.
Yes.
Replacement rate is 2.1%, 2.1. That accounts for,
replacing what?
The
man and the woman.
And a little more for growth than those that we lose.
Yeah, the 0.1% is for infant mortality.
Infant mortality. And that's just to keep even. And we're not the only one place in the world where birth rates are way down. This is a big, huge issue for Elon Musk, by the way. He's brought it up several times.
Boy, he's doing his part.
Yeah, he is. It has come to the attention of Donald Trump. Americans may soon, according to Not the Bee, Americans may soon have more reasons to have children than just to experience a deep sense of fulfillment and wonder. How about $5,000 baby bonus that Donald Trump has said it sounds good to him? Would that work? You think $5,000 is incentive enough for a couple to?
Okay, first of all, let me just say this. If that is going to happen, I want this policy literally grandfathered in. Okay, I want 10 grand. My wife and I had two kids. We're doing
it's like student loans. We're going to go way back.
And we lost one in between the two we had due to miscarriage. So that's the 2.1%. We did exactly what we were supposed to do. No, I don't think this has not worked in other countries, in Europe, for example, or Japan. Here's the reason, I think, is because money does sound like it's a explanation for why couples are not having children, but the reality is I think it has to do with worldview. If you do not have a Christian view of humanity and human nature and the future, you don't really want to pass your faith on or your values on, and this is why these kinds of Russia's tried this, and it's not working. So I also think it encourages women to have babies out of wedlock, because if you can have $5,000 for four kids,
we tried that in the Great Society.
Yeah, I just don't think this is going to.
Let me ask you this:
I got another data point for you.
So one. Did you say the birth rate in the United States now is what?
1.66, I think.
And we have to have 2.1 to maintain?
Yes.
Or to have replacement numbers?
Yeah.
Well, I just knew that is a big problem. And I'm not, hopefully, you know, that will correct itself, so to speak. In Japan, they got their zero birth rate. Am I right? I mean, look at birth rate in Japan. I mean, it's one of the lowest.
It's like one of the lowest.
They're saying in 100 years, there's going to be no Japanese people.
In 2023, it's 1.2.
Okay.
And its birth rate in 2024 fell to a record low, a 5% decline from the previous year.
How about this for a data point? In the Muslim world, the birth rate is 3.1.
Right. But that is not for Muslims in developed countries. That is for Muslims in Muslim-majority countries.
It's also a stated reason, a purpose in the United States and other countries. This is their jihad by birth.
Yeah.
They basically want to, I mean, they are poised to increase. Their tribe is increasing and everybody else is decreasing. And that just can't be good for
what we've seen lately. The same is true in Europe, especially Western Europe.
Yep.
The birth rates. Canada, probably same thing, I would say. I would think.
Same thing. Yep.
So I think the value of having children has diminished. I say the value. I don't mean monetarily. I'm talking about the desire to get married and have multiple children and, you know, and carry on humanity.
Yeah.
I think, and we're speaking broadly and generally here, but to Ed's point, I think the worldview among a lot of people, younger people, has changed. And a lot of them are waiting. I'm not judging this as there's nothing inherently wrong or immoral or evil about this. I'm just going to give you an analysis. They're waiting till they're in their, you know, waiting later to get married. And then many of them are choosing not to get married, probably a higher percentage than ever before. Or if they do, they just want dogs or aquarium.
Yep.
They don't want the responsibility of raising children.
Yeah.
Now, I think a lot of that's rooted, again, we're speaking broadly and generally, because there's a lot of single people who want to get married. They want to have kids. They want to have a family, but they haven't met the right person. So it's no fault of their own but that's still a reality that a lot of people are waiting to get married till later. But I do think that, I'm going to use this word, there's a lot of selfishness out there that used to not be there in our culture. And so it's me, take care of me. And I don't need no stinking kids around keeping me from doing what I want to do and having what I want to have.
Yep.
That mentality is in Western civilization right now.
Yep.
And it's also in Eastern civilization. I think we mentioned Japan and other countries. Fred?
Well, I think, too, it's a result of the feminist movement, which redefined what success was for women.
Yes.
It redefined it, saying, women, you need to be out there and become corporate leaders and climb the ladder and do all of that. And if you don't do that, women, you're a failure. So staying home and having kids was all of a sudden defined by the feminist movement as you're not doing what you're designed to do, and that is to be the corporate CEO. Not, again, to your point, Tim, not that it's wrong for a woman to head a company.
Right.
But women are the only ones who can get pregnant.
Yeah. Here we go. I knew Ed would see the light.
After she's cooked dinner, she could be the CEO, right?
What I was saying is you can't shift this and say, well, why don't men stay home and have the babies? Men can't get pregnant. Right. I was trying to have a serious.
You are so nice.
I know a lot of men that cook dinner too. By the way,
you are so 2018,
and they like it that way.
I was trying to make a serious point, like I normally do.
Yes.
Did you succeed?
Not in this crowd.
The question will hang over us for the next 24 hours. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
Thanks to Chris Woodward, Ed Battagliano,
Jenna
Fred
Ellis.
Jackson, Jenna Ellis, Brent Creeley, our producer. We appreciate you listening to today's issues. We'll see you back here tomorrow.